This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, we're good.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. It's going to be an Eaton podcast.
Come on inside and find a seat, and that's, you know, that's probably the best place for you.
Find a warm spot to have a seat, because it's going to be an Eaton cast.
Find the warmest spot in the room, pull up a chair to that spot, make sure it's pointed in the direction. And there
Which
you go.
Which one? Which direction?
The best one.
Okay.
The best one for you.
Speaking of warm spots in the house.
We're in all of them.
Yeah, man. I've got a real bad situation in here right now, and it's kind of freaking me out, and I don't like it.
Okay.
We live in a not cheapest part of Los Angeles. Definitely not the cheapest part of Los Angeles, but it's not the richest either.
No, it's right there in the middle.
It is right in the middle. And
it's a beige collar neighborhood.
But it's a lot still. Like, I'm sure you're paying a lot for your apartment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm paying a lot.
More than I can afford.
Same. Like, I tried to do the math about how much, like, oh, this is how much it is a month? And then I was like, there's how many months in a year? Six or more?
Yeah.
You
know what was interesting is I used to go to a place a couple times a week that would relieve me of that worry. It was this place we used to make comedy videos, and then it was bought by a company, and they kind of didn't know what they had, so they let everybody go.
And yeah, and they fucked up.
We haven't been back to the building since, and now I think about the rent thing a little more.
Like a month ago, the idea of how much we're paying to live here didn't really creep in.
It's weird. You think about what was happening around the same time.
Something happened and I can't.
You know what's funny about what's happening right now is we're both doing the same bit back and forth just long enough so each other could chew a little bit. And it's the most polite thing in podcast history.
It's so polite. It's very polite. Well, we're polite gentlemen to each other.
There's a YouTube channel that's popped up recently called Dynamic Banter Animated. And
a channel?
It's a channel. They have two videos. And their first video is that little bit we did about Bagman. Bag guy. You remember that superhero?
No.
Good. Good. That was the first little bit that I was like, oh, I wish we had the money to get this animated. Because that was the... And this
and they
person
did it.
Connected with me on this level. And
you never said it? It just happened?
It just happened, man. I just subscribed to their channel. They're doing great. There's like four or five people who have been animating our stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that there's a lot out there, and I'm so happy about it. I'm very appreciative of it.
It's all great.
We should have
a party for them.
You know, I wasn't going to go there, because if we
our
go back...
roller skating party.
How much does that cost? Because it's a couple months ago. Well, almost a month ago. Something that...
Did the roller skating place burn down?
What I was going to say was that for the amount of money that we pay to live in this beautiful neighborhood, I shouldn't have to worry about how hot it can get in here. I shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to. In a perfect world, absolutely not.
Right. I mean, the thing is like, we don't live in a perfect world.
Oh.
It turns out.
Well, I think we could all agree.
I looked at the news this morning, and I think experts agree
that
we're not
that
living
verbatim.
In a perfect world.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 dentists.
9 out of 10 experts agree we're currently not living in a perfect world.
So you got to trust them.
So
they're experts.
But I mean, in a world where you pay as much as we're paying for our rent.
Yeah. Go get them.
I shouldn't have to worry about how hot it is definitely going to get in this room.
Soon.
Very fast. Because now there's at least two hot bodies in here letting out heat.
Ha ha, heat.
I radiate a good amount of heat, man.
That's why we're friends.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It might be the only reason why Bree is dating me.
Because she's anemic.
Because she's she's very anemic. She can stretch out her body in ways I've never seen a human being
That's
able
not,
to do that.
We're on different pages here.
No, she just loves that because she runs cold.
Cold-blooded.
She runs cold, and I run incredibly warm. And I'm always a source of heat. I'm a heat source. Like, sometimes when I'm just hanging out in the park, lizards will just find me, and they'll get on my body, and they'll just stay there. And it's a little scary, but I realize I run hot, so...
Is that all right with you that they do that? Is that something you look forward to, or do you skeeve out?
What would you do if you weren't all right with it?
I would freak out. I would freak
Imagine not being able to do anything about it.
I guess I wouldn't go to the park.
All right. Well, that's a good solution.
Could I do that? Or
I love
that
the park.
Count as...
I love the park. So
I'm not saying the park is a bad place. I'm sorry if it came out like that. She's upset. Steve, I didn't mean to say anything bad about the park. I also love the park. I throw old bread to birds.
Birds Reynolds?
Birds bees.
Bird Baccarat? Hang on. I'm going to choke to death. Hang on, let me joke.
Remember that basketball player, Larry Burt? Someone please, I don't mean to demand anything of you guys, because you're amazing. Someone please draw Larry Burt, please.
Burt Reynolds' head. I hope he has a suit on.
Dude, it's just Larry Bird with a black mustache instead of a blonde mustache.
Larry Bird!
Magnum Larry Bird.
I thought of a t-shirt idea that's kind of along the lines of that. It might be a little sacrilegious, but... I mean, you tell me, Mike, if it's too sacrilegious.
I feel like you're smart enough to know, and I think if you start a conversation like that, it's probably not great.
Here's the thing, though, man. I got, like, 9 years of Catholic school behind me, and then, which is also 9 years of fear and regret.
Yeah.
And then it took a long time for me to be comfortable with a lot of the ideas that scared the shit out of me for 9 years of my life.
Mostly that touching it is wrong.
And so now as an adult, it's hard for me to differentiate between the foul garbage that comes out of my mouth on a daily basis and what could potentially hurt someone's feelings or be a little too far.
Isn't that why I'm here?
That is why you're here. So that's why I'm pitching this to you.
Okay, I'll let
you
know.
It's a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the former Pope John Paul?
I've heard of him. I've
heard of Pope John Paul.
I've seen pictures.
My thing is, I think most people have heard of Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
I think he's like about three popes in. He's three popes deep past this current pope. So he's about three pope back.
Okay.
If you think
I don't want to pope the bear.
If you think three pope back, that's I think that's John Paul.
Three pope back sang that Superman song.
You ain't got to the me, troops? Superman. Dude,
here without you, man.
So I think most people remember John Paul. So here's my shirt. It's got a sort of like cartoon drawing of Pope John Paul. Maybe more like are you familiar with the work of Daniel Clowes, the guy who did Ghost World? You know Ghost World, the comic book?
Maybe if I saw it. It's, okay. I'm not.
What about R. Crumb? You familiar with R. Crumb, his stuff?
No.
He drew a lot of dirty characters
it
like in the 70s.
Like you're making it up.
No, it's not. How about this? Mad Magazine, you read Mad Magazine?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how sometimes in Mad Magazine they would do like kind of like gross,
ultra realistic
but gross.
Yeah.
Looking like celebrities.
Garbage Pail Kids.
Like Garbage Pail Kids. Yeah, exactly. So there's a Garbage Pail Kid looking Pope John Paul. And he's standing with his arms out like this, like his arms like, hey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like he's got the tilt of the head, like he's declaring something holy.
Yeah.
And his robe is being lifted by like a hand.
Yeah.
Like a hand is going upwards towards his privates.
I think I'm starting to see where you're headed with this one.
And and all it says under it is, grope John Paul.
I feel like, I get it. I know where you're at. Made me smile a little bit. Do I agree with it? I don't think that really matters here. I don't know that you're going to sell a ton of those, you know? I guess it depends on sizes.
I just don't know what you have against the park.
I personally have no problem with the park. I wish it was closer. I wish it was walking distance.
Isn't it funny that the park is something that you can say and no matter where you are in the world and someone will know what you're talking about?
Everyone's talking about the same park.
Yeah, because you're not talking about the same park.
Uh-huh.
I could be in London and say, would you guys like to go to the park?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's seven people there, seven images of parks, seven different parks appear in their head.
Meanwhile, if you say, would you like to go to the Sitco station, it's more of a narrowed down.
If I went to London, mm-hmm. foggy old London.
Sure, I've heard of it.
And I said, I'd love to go. I'm feeling peckish. I'd love to go to a Wawa. What do you think they'd say?
In London, if you said go to a Wawa?
I'm feeling peckish. I'd like to go to a Wawa.
I think that they'd deport you immediately.
They'd be like, this boy's lost his marbles.
Americans are not allowed to say peckish.
They shouldn't say peckish.
What if we as Americans were not allowed to say peckish because it was too British of a word?
I love that word so much.
Like, one British person invades America every time some American is heard saying peckish.
Can I ask you a question and I want you to be as honest as you can about it?
I'm almost positive that's this whole podcast.
Where were you or where did you first hear the word peckish? Do you remember?
If I'm guessing, maybe like a Monty Python situation.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Realistically, I've also listened to, and like seeked out knowledge about the Beatles for a very young age. So I've been hearing British people say British things for years. But okay. Maybe Monty Python will say.
Okay.
Don't remember the year. Very important year. 9/7.
Can I tell you that I know where my peckish is?
I would. Where your Pegasus?
Can I tell you about my Pegasus?
Tell me about your peckish.
You see my
things.
Pegasus? What if I had a replica Pegasus here in the living room?
I'd be like, too many.
Too many Pegasus?
Too many Pegasus.
Is that how you say a number of Pegasus? Pegasus or Pegasi? We'll figure it out. I'm not going to open my computer, though. This isn't going to be a very interactive one because, and I'm going to just be honest with you guys. This is what's in my head about it.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys are like, man, that guitar track with the creek is going to appear any moment. Or I can't wait to hear an update on Backyard Chickens.
Yeah.
The BYC.
Uh-huh.
My laptop is in front of me and it's closed.
It's closed. I've never seen it more closed.
The reason why is because in my head, it will generate more heat in this area. Does that sound... You familiar with Wallace and Gromit?
Is that the only reason the laptop is shut?
Uh-huh.
But the hot breakfast is still open?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not telling you to close it.
Put your hand over that. Is it radiating heat at all to you?
No, that's a cold breakfast.
That's a cold breakfast. Are you familiar with Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I used to watch Wallace and Gromit a lot as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And my first experience with the word peckish was from that, from Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if I had a similar or the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause Monty Python's pretty close too.
Yeah. But Where the hell could you watch that?
Monty Python? Little Goblin?
Throw Goblin. I'm pretty sure it was me.
You ever do a Goblin?
It was definitely me. Yeah.
That was a good Goblin. Yeah, that guy's trying to get out. He's crawling his way out. Osmosis Jones.
I like that.
Where would we have seen Monty Python?
No. Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
It was on like one channel, PBS, the same channel.
Probably like PBS.
Tom the Tank Engine.
Yeah. Which I think is PBS. KCET.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also saw, I remember being a kid. Do you remember being a kid?
Once.
There was a show called Hail and Pace.
No.
And it's a sketch comedy show, like an old British sketch comedy show. Like early 80s, probably. Early to mid 80s.
Okay.
And
was it with the two gaudy-looking women?
No, that's Ab Fab. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just talking to Bree about this last night. I think the Brits have us beat on comedy, and they always have.
That's okay.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know that you could just say that I know, one it's thing such is a, fully it, better.
I know. It's a generalization for sure.
I mean, laughing is like a weird reaction that a person has to something, and it's based on like what's going on in your brain and what you could relate with. So it's amazing, and it's well written, you know, as far as I know.
I just
very
think,
little.
Do you think that we could ever have like a comedy battle of the bands?
No.
Where it'd be like the best comedian, like a comedy Olympics almost.
Uh-huh.
Where like the best comedians from each country.
Yeah.
Come to like a big event and there's like an award for like the funniest country.
But they would have to be, your material would have to like transcend language.
That's true.
Barriers.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's true. Cause Olympics, the Olympic events are all kind of, it's all visual. It's all visual. So there's no need for, you know, the idea of what a foreign sport is, but you're right. Comedy is, and comedy is very regional.
Yeah.
Very regional.
For example, like if I can't tell jokes about Pimp My Ride in Istanbul, I'm going to lose out to Istanbul
your
every time.
Your set's only 5 minutes if you take out all your MTV cribs.
Yeah. I can't do any crowd work in Mozambique. I don't know anything about Mozambique. Mozambique people. Mozambicans. Mozambiques.
So my for a moment I thought my comedy Olympics was a genius idea, but now I think it's terrible.
It's okay to have terrible ideas, and that's kind of what we're talking about today. All right?
I love having an element of this podcast that I don't have control of.
Now you know how I feel about everything else about this podcast.
It's kind of fun. I never know when you're going to let her ring.
Yeah.
Or when you're going to damp it. I never know when you're going to let her ring. When you're going to damp it.
I also do this thing where I take a full swing at
I love it.
And like, not hit it.
Yeah.
Because that's just a joke for the room.
That's another one. You do the not hit. You do the lift and not hit. Yeah. The room doesn't get to see that unless you're filming it.
Yeah. Which is not this episode.
A lot of times you'll like, after I say something ridiculous, you'll pick up the little mallet and then go to ring it and then you don't do it. Yeah. That's a nice little surprise.
It takes all kinds. Sometimes I just point at the mallet. Sometimes I just dampen the instrument without making a sound first. And these are all funny things that you could do at home for $9.95. If you want to buy this from us, we'll sell it to you on Amazon. Once again, it sounds like this. And if you, if you're interested in that.
Do you drool in your sleep, Mike?
Yeah, most times.
Me too, man.
Most times, unless it's an embarrassing situation, which is interesting. Like, I don't drool on planes or whatever.
Oh!
And I always wake up on planes being like, I'm covered in it, and it never happens.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard someone wake up on a plane and yell, I'm covered in it?
Yeah. Where would you live then?
I'd have like $1.50.
I'm in it.
I'll let you do the math.
A drooler?
Yeah.
Yeah? A lot?
More recently, a lot.
Do you ever
Isn't
drool?
Isn't it weird? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're on.
Do I ever drool?
Do you ever drool? Like maybe you and I assume that you and Bree stay in the same place. Sometimes
it's happened.
I don't like to. What happens in your bedroom is your.
What happens in my bedroom is none of your concern.
You're 100% right, and that's why I'm treading lightly, and I'm just trying to ask you.
Maybe if you like the park, it'd be a different situation.
I have no problem with the park.
Well,
I love all kinds of parks.
I wish we could bring it back live so I could hear where you were at with parks earlier.
I can name you three parks that I love off the top of my head.
Go for it. I want names.
Central Park.
That's easy.
Roosevelt Park. Roosevelt Forest Park. National Park.
Where is it?
It's in Connecticut.
All right. You got one more. And I don't want to hear that South Park shit.
East Rock.
What is it?
It's a...
You made it up.
No, it's in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
It's a hiking trail with a... There's East Rock and West Rock.
I wouldn't consider that and a they park. Tried to I wouldn't make consider a, that a park.
You could picnic there. If you could picnic in a place, it's a park.
You could picnic in my living room. You want to call this a park? You could have a picnic right now with your loved one. With you and yours could have a picnic right now in my living
room. Okay, I'm going to take that back and say any place you could have a fun picnic. Outside.
Okay, so yeah, I've slept with Bree in a bedroom before, yeah.
What
of it?
So maybe you're both facing to the right.
Yeah.
Towards East Rock. And then
I like the glissando. Is that a glissando?
I think so. I'm still learning. So you're both...
It's gotten to the point where when I burp, there's a little pain in my throat and I'm starting to worry that it's my I'm burping too much. You know, like when you chafe.
You know, when it's hot and you're wearing bike shorts
and you chafe. I feel like I'm chafing my throat from burping too much.
You might be. You're like doing what people do with their nose with cocaine to your throat by burping.
Yeah, like I'm destroying the inside. Like they're destroying the cartilage inside their nose.
Yeah.
Right now I'm destroying my vocal cords and I won't be able to hit those highs.
Yeah, hit a high for them.
Nuts! Nuts! Knott's Berry Farm! Knott's!
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone? Nope, that last note didn't work. Let's try one more time.
Is it a good try?
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone?
Can I try?
Yeah. Just hit play on that one. Oh, wait, you want me to do it? Here we go.
We'll all do it.
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone?
That's good. That's good.
You want to do the harmony?
I want to do three part.
Okay. Oh, so I'll do the how do I get you alone?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I'm at. All right. Maybe lower.
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone?
That's where I'm at.
Can and you do super low? High book.
I thought that's what I did.
Well, you
let's
say
rewind it. Stop it and rewind
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's do one more on you.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone? Oh, it's beautiful.
There
okay.
it is.
Here we go. Ready?
Now you do three boys.
2, 3, 4.
How do I get you alone?
Now we sound like Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, man.
Now this is a podcast by Wilson Phillips.
That's two names in one.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about drool, so I'm in bed
oh,
with
so
Bree.
You're facing towards East Rock and what New Haven,
how,
Connecticut.
What is that in conjunction with Central Park?
It's in Connecticut. Central Park's in New York. So you're both facing right. You're drooling up a storm, maybe your big spoon in this scenario.
Right?
Then cool breeze comes in through the window. You got to shift. You turn over, she's big spoon, and now her
oh,
face is
no.
in your drool.
Yeah, I
a
mean,
whole puddle of
can
it.
I be honest with you, man? And this might be TMI. Bree is very much about the space in her in the bed.
Amen.
And there's not a lot of times when we're like incredibly close to each other when mm-hmm. we're sleeping.
perfectly fine.
It's more like a start off. It's a start off cuddle. Sometimes it's like I'm on my back. She got her head on my chest. Sometimes it's like I'm Big Spoon. She's rarely ever Big Spoon.
Well, she's a small person.
She's a petite.
Two, three, four. I'll get you down.
Taken off the internet somehow. No one deserves this.
You're right. It's a problem. But like you know what's weird? It's like I can't count. I wouldn't be able to put money on my droolage. Would you be able to put money on it?
I don't know what that means. What is that? What could that mean?
Like,
tell me what that means.
Like, if I was a Tibetan man,
yeah,
I wouldn't be. If I was Tibetan man,
if you were a Tibetan man,
the famous DC superhero from Tibet,
yeah,
with the singing bowl attack,
you couldn't say like Tuesday night. I'm gonna drool.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying.
So
now.
You know what
you
I'm
couldn't
saying?
Set your watch by.
I couldn't set my watch to the drool.
Yeah,
which is my favorite Eminem album. Set my watch to the drool. Or is it Snoop Dogg? I confused them.
I believe it was Professor Dre who said, "You can't say."
That horn sounds like a baby bird. That's not okay.
It's like a dog burning his paws on the pavement.
It's when you hit one of the black the black nails with your shoe on a dog. You ever heal the black nail on a dog?
Oh no. Oh, no.
It's just by accident, man.
Heal the Black Nail on the Dog was my favorite Steve Miller Band record.
Heal the Black Nail on the Dog. I think this horn is broken.
Okay, if you'd like to send us a horn, you could do so at the... Listen, I still have a horn... That
all right?
That
is operational.
Nope, that horn's gone. No pot. I dare you, streamies, to find a podcast that has gone through more horns.
That's a great point.
I dare anyone in the world to scour iTunes, Spreaker, Spodcar, Spain, Cloud. To find another horn-breaking podcast like this
one. Not even the horn dogs have gone through there. They've gone through all their horns.
And there's 5,000 episodes of
Are
that.
We learning about how, the lifespan of a horn on this show?
I don't know, because I assume that the first one looks like an industrial, what this would be.
Well, let me tell you about this one. This is just a normal horn that I bought at a bike shop. But it was pink, and so my buddy Will and I, we spray-painted it black for my Taco Bell.
You know Will, am I? From the Black Eyed...
Will, am I? Yeah, this one's coming back.
Start it!
How do I get you alone? So I can't set a watch to my drool. But sometimes it's like, man, oh man, baby boy. And I'm going to get real deep with you here.
Okay.
And I hope we're on the same page because I'm going to feel real gross about this.
No, you're in a safe spot.
Get real close to the mic with me.
Your mic or?
Get your mic.
Okay.
Get your mic and close to it. Get your mouth real close to it.
You want me to put my mic close to yours?
I just
want to
get quiet about this one. No, your mic. Your mic on you, please.
I'm Mike.
We're beard boys. We got beards.
Yeah. Yes.
You know where I'm going with
Yes.
You know where I'm going?
Yes.
Now, a lot of you guys don't know, but a beard is almost like a face towel.
You should explain what a beard is before you go any further.
Well, a beard is like, imagine having a full head of hair down by your cheek.
Yeah. Imagine if you could
taking off a wool sweater, and then you only have it up halfway over your head.
Imagine having an old man's brush under above your lip. Imagine an old man's brush under your nose. Is that the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Johnny Depp in old man's brush. Pirates of the Caribbean, old man's brush.
That's the worst one for sure.
That's also a Damon Ross color eventually, right?
Oh, God.
Too bad I can't use that character ever again. It's dead.
It
belongs to another company that wouldn't dare want to touch. They would never do a damn thing in the future with that character.
It belongs to a company that hates it.
The company doesn't even know about Damon Ross. No one that works there currently knows what Damon Ross is.
You know more about Damon Ross as listening to this podcast than the company who owns it does.
If you've never seen a Damon Ross sketch, but you've listened to our podcast, you know more about Damon Ross than anyone over there.
So basically, if you want to get the feel for what a beard is, it's like you come home from school or work and you're super tired and you fall face flat down on the oldest couch in your house and you take a nap. That's kind of what it's.
No, like that. Exactly. And imagine, you know, imagine now drooling into it.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is you get. Because, you know, drool is an easy thing to get rid of. You just, if you're drooling, it goes right into your pillow, or there's a little on your face. You just do the one wipe and you're done.
And it goes away forever.
It goes away forever.
Yeah.
But when you got a beard, you put your hand down on that thing and you're just spreading it into your beard.
Yeah, why is that?
It's deep,
and
it gets deep in there.
Yeah.
It's almost like the drool broke through the initial layer of your beard and is now down by where the roots are.
You know how, like, when you used to go to SeaWorld when that was okay to do, and your mom gets shit on by a seagull while you're watching the seal show?
Yeah.
It's like that, but on your face and towards your mouth.
Imagine that. I don't like it, man.
No,
and
it's
not good.
But then you just
wash your beard.
With some botanicals.
Or a little rose water.
You get that, like, you keep it nicey-nice with the oils and shit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
that's my only thing. I mean, that's my thing. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, it's annoying.
So you said you wanted to talk about something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know what made me laugh out loud today on the way walking over here?
What is it?
There's a dude in our neighborhood who has a bad dog, right? Mean dog. And I think
quintessential bad dog.
I just think it's real. You think about dogs and you think about puppies. Think about all the Instagrams that are just dogs that millions of people subscribe to because they love dogs so much. You see a dog walking on the side of the street and you're like, most of you are like, I want to play with that dog. I want to know him. I want to know what that dog's name is.
Controversial statement.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's more dog Instagram accounts than cat Instagram accounts?
I wouldn't be able to weigh in.
I wouldn't either, but I'll tell you, I'm gonna give me an educated guess. I think there are more dog accounts. Keep going, buddy.
So I started thinking about the internal monologue you have to have when you know that you have a mean dog or a bad dog, just a shitty dog.
Yeah.
And you're walking him maybe down your street and you see like a kid walking with his mom and the kid's eyes get real wide because they're like, a dog, I could play with a dog. And like all the things that have to be going through your mind. Like, what am I going to tell these kids when I have to ask Eric, my dog with a person name, to heel at my foot and I have to pull his leash super tight so it doesn't unleash on this family.
You have struck a chord with me.
I'm sorry.
You've just triggered me. dude, because I know that feeling. I've been on the other end of that.
You got bad dog?
I got bad dog.
Oh,
because the thing is like, okay, so Riggs is Bree's dog.
Yeah.
And Riggs is a cute sweetheart.
Yeah.
And she's adorable, but even Bree would say this, she's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
She's a piece of shit.
Can I say something not to offend any dogs?
Go for it.
If your dog is old, it's earned the right to be a curmudgeon.
Yeah, sure.
And also, if your dog has a problem with other dogs, for the most part, fuck that. Because we don't know, who are we as humans to get into dog beef? It's I'm true. Not going to tell your dog to hate other dogs.
Well,
not
hate I've other got dogs. To, I think my thought is that dogs have anxiety and mental issues like humans do.
Sure.
They must, right?
Or just way different brains.
Sure, just different brains. I mean, you're right. We all want to anthropomorphize and we all want to like equate our own ways to the ways of a dog. We want to like,
also, none of this applies to your dog listening. Your dog is the best.
Or if you're a dog listening to this podcast,
good
you're
save.
A good dog.
Good save.
But my thing is like, I feel like, because Riggs is like six, I think, five or six.
So that's how many in dog years?
I don't know, like 12 or something. Okay. I don't know the math.
Let me do it in my head real quick. I couldn't figure it out.
But she's not a great dog.
Okay.
Like, you take her out on a walk, and I will guarantee you she's going to bark at any dog that comes by, and she's going to bark at children, and she's going to bark at grown men, and it's bad. So that's...
Well, Bree hates all those things.
Bree hates all those things, so she gets along with her dog very well. But my thing is like, I will be walking Riggs for Breeze. And
sponsor spurt.
Oh shit, I should check and see if we have one.
We should both.
And I'll be walking and I'll see like a mom and her child joyfully enjoying the day.
Yeah.
About 13 stone.
Away.
Which,
that stone skips.
not the British stone as in
weight.
No,
it's a weight thing.
Sorry, in America we equate distance to stone, which makes it really confusing for the Brits who are like, eh, I'm about 10 stone.
Feeling a bit peckish about measurements.
Might be because I'm 10 stone. I don't know what it means. I don't. We're really isolating a whole audience.
If you're British, tell us in the comments if you hate us.
Give us a correction on that stone shit.
What are you pointing at?
So I see a boy and a mom or whatever walking and they're pretty far distance away. What you said is 100% true.
Yeah.
I'm instantly thinking in my head, all right, gotta tighten the leash.
Uh-huh.
No slack on this leash.
Uh-uh.
Bringing it about 2 stone that leash. And then and I'm like holding her and she's already got her ears up because she hears them and
she hears them being happy.
She hears the happiness, and all I'm thinking in my head is like, I'm just going to say, like, sorry, I'm sorry, like, she's a bad dog. You know what, I'm sorry. She's all bark and no bite is something I say a lot when I'm walking Riggs.
Yeah.
And
she's only all bark and some sporadic bite. Today's probably not that
bite.
Day.
Random bite. Well, I actually...
She's all bark and random bite. No need to be worried about this one.
I actually yesterday, because Bree and I were on a walk with Riggs, and she has told me before that Riggs doesn't like babies.
Oh yeah, sure.
Or like little kids.
Yeah.
I think she's just dumb and is confused by what they are.
I'm gonna without knowing Riggs very well, I'm gonna try to identify.
Okay.
For years, I've seen toddlers and babies just put their whole hand in dogs' eyes.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you have too much of that, if I, as a person, had one time of that, I'd punch a kid. I'd throw a kid towards a wall.
Your eyes are like an open door to gross shit.
Yeah. I hope that when if we're lucky enough to have a child, that they don't put their whole hands in my eyes, because I'm going to have to not throw the kid. Because you can get arrested for that.
Apparently now, and where we live. Did you know that our eyes are really the most not shielded part of our body?
They're the windows to our head.
They're a window right into our head, and I'll tell you what, you get a sneeze, a particle on that eyeball, you're going to get pink eye.
Yeah, you'll have diarrhea for a month.
You get a little poo-poo somewhere getting in your eye, you rub your hand, because you opened up a Starbucks door and there was poo-poo on it, you rub your eye, you're going to get pink eye.
You ever walk your dog and you pick up? You pick up the poop in a bag and you swirl it around because you're trying to be funny for your friend. But in the process, you get poop all over your hands. Then you eat a whole bag of Smart Food popcorn. You're going to have pink
eye. Get pink eye. You ever ask a friend, may I borrow your pen? And then you write it down what you were going to write down. And then you give the pen back and you rub your eye. But it turns out your friend had poop on his hand. You're going to get pink eye.
I want all of this on like a medical poster that you'd find in a nurse's office.
All written out, like yeah. Fully like that?
Like there's a diagram of like an opaque person, like turned to the side, but their eye is highlighted. Then all of these reasons.
And I think it all just, the arrows all point down to the big black bold text, you're gonna get pink eye.
That's a great poster,
man. So all of the options are up there. You ever touch this and then you rub your, and then afterwards you go home and you forgot that you touched that thing and then you rub your eyes, arrow down.
Let's follow the diagram.
You're gonna get pink eye. Is that our poster? Are we going to make that?
You ever sleeping next to your mate, next to your forever love, and none of you have clothes on, and maybe it's right after lovemaking, and you put the covers over your head, and then one of you farts, and you follow the arrow down. You're going to get pink eye.
You ever doing a little 69 action, and your lover lets out a little oops? You're going to get pink eye. Pink eye. So, but yeah, yesterday Bree and I were walking Riggs, and there was this woman holding a baby and just enjoying this nice afternoon, and Riggs like freaked the fuck out. Like actually like got up on her legs and stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah. She got up on her
legs. Was she on her stomach?
She was sliding on her stomach. She was on a skateboard.
I've never seen her do this. She got on all of her legs.
She was on a skateboard. Yeah, no, she jumped for it. And then, apologized, and then we were walking away, and I was like, fuck, I guess I hadn't seen Riggs's interaction with babies before, yeah. And I guess you were right about it.
Did you make Riggs apologize?
We wrote we left a letter on our door, and Riggs put her paw down on it. It was real cute.
To sign it. That's cool. I'll say we're dog sitting for my brother and sister-in-law.
Are you
right
really?
Now. Yeah. So we have a big old chocolate lab called Penny, and she's
that's cute,
amazing.
As fuck.
She's a part of the family. She's a huge dog, and she's the nicest, most energetic thing. But she's an old lady, so she doesn't really give a fuck about other dogs. Like, she'll growl and bark at other dogs and shit because she's earned it, you know?
Right.
So I'll sit her down. She's, like, super duper obedient. So I'll just sit her down and be like, you know, Penny, sit. It really is like walking Penny Marshall. And you're like, Penny, just calm down, pick your battles, you know? And then when people walk by, they'll say, like, you know, is she mean? Or, you know, they'll question you. And I'll just be like, she's old. She's just an old girl. She's an old lady. That way she's still like has that element of cuteness.
Yeah.
But like you respect her because she's an old lady. She's been through some shit. So she's had varicose vein surgery.
She gets the discount at Denny's.
Somebody bought up all the Pink Lady apples before she got to Pavilions.
Does she knit a great sweater?
She knits a fine sweater. Not every old lady could be great at knitting. She's okay at it.
Let me ask you this. Can I come over and play with this pupper?
100%.
I would love to because I would love a pupper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess who just walked in the door?
Do you want me to guess?
I'll let you guess, yeah.
Owen.
Owen walked in the door.
It's Owen.
Hey, Owen. I heard it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Owen.
Happy birthday, Owen.
Owen, I don't have a thing set up for History Road, but if you want to set it up somehow, we can get you on the keys for History Road. He just went to the bathroom and shut the door.
No, he's gone. I say we give him a day off for his damn birthday.
No, he likes doing it.
Oh, never mind.
It brings him joy.
Put him to work, then.
It does bring me joy, but I'm going to PT. Oh, he's going to PT.
Wow. Go to PT. Oh, yeah, look at you. Owen's dancing around.
Owen turned 38 this morning, and he doesn't look a day over 30.
Owen, you still look like a giant boy. Like a stretched-out boy. Like you'd be in Sandlot 6 or whatever the
You look
next
like
one
a
is.
Boy who someone in Photoshop Control-T...
You look like a boy with the contrast all the way up.
That would be someone like Will.
The gritty filter is 100% up.
Hey, I got a suggestion.
History. History.
Dude, someone told me Lindsey Buckingham. Did you see that? Someone tweeted at us that it's Lindsey Buckingham riding the bass on that track.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should have a...
What? He's singing and playing the bass. Oh, is he... Did I misunderstand then?
That's Lindsey Buckingham is the artist of the song.
Lindsey Buckingham plays every... instrument.
He's like Dave, he was the Dave Grohl of the 70s.
And sings every...
You have that album where he did all this stuff? That's a good one. No. With the laser blaster on it?
No.
You don't have
that? Oh, God, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That used to get advertised in the commercial breaks of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, man. Remember Kennedy? We talked about Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Holiday learned a lot Road. About Kennedy recently.
Holiday Road is a 1983 single written and recorded by Fleetwood Mac guitarist Lindsey Buckingham. The song was featured in the 1983 film National Lampoon's Vacation. The song was also used in the sequels National Lampoon's European Vacation, Vegas Vacation, and Vacation. I guess they're just ready for a vacation by the fourth movie.
From all the movies.
While the song only peaked at number 82 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, it has since become one of Buckingham's best-known songs. In July 2015, a remastered edition of Holiday Road was re-released on the Vacation soundtrack album and as a digital download along with Dancing Across the USA from the original National Lampoon's Vacation soundtrack.
This has been History Road.
I wish I could play this track.
Whoa, what are you doing? What's going on?
Instead, I can play a little clip of the track, but I can't.
Well, they just heard the track. If they were listening to the same show and they didn't just start the episode here, they heard the song that you were... The song in question is...
I just typed into Google who plays bass on History Row. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my, what the fuck?
What?
It says he, Lindsey Buckingham's guitar, bass, guitar, keyboards, percussion, drum programming, and vocals. On that track, yeah.
Great.
So he, it is all him, Owen.
What a busy day that must have been.
Are you guys doing a podcast or not?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it right now because of all the uninteresting information that's coming out.
He did.
Out of
he
it.
Totally did everything. He did all that stuff. So someone's getting cheeky on their birthday. This History Road comes from May Rap, and it says, Steve ruined my day. Everyone wish Owen a happy birthday on Twitter at Owen P. Carter. And make sure to wish him a happy birthday. And it was yesterday, so don't be rude and say happy birthday to him like today's his birthday. Because it's Friday right now. Hi, my name is Maisie. I've written into Steve's Lost podcast many times, but this is my first time writing into this mess.
Next.
Here's my History Road and about how Steve ruined my day. The title is Steve Zergo's a Day Ruiner.
I'm already off this person.
This morning I woke up at 9 so that I could make it to my first class of the day right on time. I'm a good lil school baby, so I don't like to be late. This story has nothing to do with being late because I wasn't. I go to college in New York City, so I walked my tiny tootsies all the way to class with exactly zero problems. The problem occurred when I got to class and was sitting in my seat. Usually I sit in the very last row, but some white Justin Bieber looking head ass took my usual spot, so I sat in the row in front of him. I have my earbuds in and I start to watch some Instagram stories while I wait for the class to start. Everyone's posts are pretty uneventful. They're mostly just my friends taking pictures of dogs, trees, or themselves. I like the dogs, but I'm not too fond of trees or any of my friends. Then I happen upon a series of three or four posts from one Steve Zaragoza. Steve is showing off his new shirt. It's got patterns or whatever on it. It was fine. The next post features Steve in a full-length mirror in his underwear. Dancing like someone who is still recovering from invasive back surgery. And repeatedly saying, what I've learned is that when you're a handsome boy is, without ever finishing his sentence, a classic bit. The next post features Steve laying on his bed. The camera pans down and we get a lovely shot of Steve's junk being smothered in just the tiniest pair of man undies I've ever seen.
When did this happen?
As he spread eagles his hairy legs up into the air. Immediately after this, he falls out of bed, but that's not important right now. I feel like we're going on a little, like, I feel like we're about to
get in.
We're about to rob a bank in the 70s.
Hey, fill up the tank with $2.50 and get in.
Listen here, Mama Jamma. We're going to get out of here post haste.
That sounds good. I mean, we should get out of here.
When this occurred on my screen, I received a tap on my shoulder. I turn around and the fucking Matty Braps looking guy who took my seat is staring back at me. The fuck you watching? He asks me.
Matty B Raps.
An Instagram story that this YouTube guy posted, I reply, already realizing how fucking weird I must look. White boy shakes his head and then says, "That boy look like an uncooked turkey." What the fuck? I couldn't help but agree. Anyway, that's the whole story. It's not that bad, but it was mildly embarrassing, and I'm going to be thinking about it all day, so fuck you, Steve. You ruined my Wednesday with your fucking crotch and your perpendicular ass legs. P.S. Love you both very much. And Mike, I'm sorry this is all about Steve. You were probably really bored. Well, thank you, Maisie. And thank you for popping into Dynamic Banter. I love it when we get a little cross-pollination between... Look how sweaty my arm is that I made the sweat.
That was great. I enjoyed all of that. I enjoyed most of that story for sure. And I'm back on the Maisie train.
Mike, we got some stuff coming up. You got some stuff coming up?
We got some stuff coming up. Got some shows.
Do you have some shows? Go ahead and give them.
I got a bunch of shows.
Let's hear about it.
May 20th, I'm going to be the Friends and Friends 5.
Oh, yeah. I got an invite to that.
Is that Open Space Theater. I'm sure everyone got a Facebook invite. You can come see us. That show starts at 8 o'clock. There's some other show. I put out a video where I had a couple of recent shows. Oh, Delman has a show.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
On the 15th, we're gonna be in the at the Improv, and then what else? Oh, also we have T-shirts. I think we still have a couple of the original. Yeah,
oh, okay.
T-shirts are back, and
they've been back,
and I think we're close to selling out again. And then we're gonna make different stuff. We're working on different stuff. But thank you for buying all the T-shirts, and thank you for hashtagging your pictures. The thing is, very rarely do you guys just take a picture of yourself in a T-shirt and then hashtag it, and then that's it. It's always something way funnier than even things that we say all the time.
Well, I hope we get some more merch going soon, because I think it's time for us to get some new shirts out there, maybe hat or pins.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've got a For Human Peoples shop. For Human Peoples is not dead. I've got my own shop there, fhpmerch.com/pizzasteve, where you can get your very own Steve Head pin.
Oh, those are nice.
Thank you. It's just my face with a little hat on, and it's pretty great. I think you guys have seen it on my Instagram, maybe. It's where you can also pick up a God Hates Facts shirt.
Jesus Christ.
You could get my Steve's Burgers tank top, my Praise Cheeses shirt, a pizza backpack. You can also get a God Hates Facts poster, including a shirt that says "Bury Me in Stuffed Crust" and "Pizza Till You Die." There's also fancy ladies Steve's Burgers leggings and a ladies size God Hates Facts t-shirt. So go ahead and go to go to fhpmerch.com/pizzasteve and get yourself some pins and a t-shirt. And also, guys, Mike Falzone and I and Bree Esrig and Rob Fee have a little fun event coming up on the internet, which you don't have to live in LA to enjoy this.
You've been to the internet.
It's a movie night where we're going to be watching a real bad movie called Evil Brain from Outer Space, and none of us have seen it, and we're basically just going to be making fun of it, Mystery Science Theater style.
Yeah.
This just in. It's on it's on the 11th. May 11th, that's this month. That's next week, I think, on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you guys want to listen to me and Bree and Mike and Rob Fee, name drop, watching a bad movie, you guys can watch with us. It's a very easy... What's that, Mike?
I was just going to say watching bad movies with a bad friend.
Watching bad movies with a bad friend, you'll decide who. And then, guys, my good pal Kevin Pereira from Attack of the Show and The Attack on Twitch, this is his baby. Sidestream is a new thing, which is where we'll be broadcasting the Evil Brain from Outer Space. So you guys watch with us, huh? It's going to be live and real easy to do. You don't have to download or buy anything.
No, you can download and buy stuff that day if you want. It just doesn't have to do
anything
with
not in relation to that. Yeah, you can buy anything on Amazon that day. It's up to you, but Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dynamic Banter. Mike, thank you for being here. Thank you for having... It's an early morn for us, and it's going to get real hot in this house soon, so I understand if you got to beeline it out of here.
I'm already... Mentally, I've been gone for like 20, 30 minutes.
I get it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and please, if you want to submit your history roads to us, you can do so at dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Also, it's been not posting much on the Instagram, and we haven't done a live stream in a bit.
That's all right.
But if you guys
people have so much.
I know.
People have so much to watch.
I know.
Never apologize for not.
I guess you're right. But if they love this show, you know,
we
it's
post
like,
our show every week. It's gonna be there every week. Fluctuating times. My fault. Name drop. But don't ever. I don't think people are like, I had a shitty weekend. I can't really put my finger on it. Has Dynamic Banter posted anything on Instagram? That's never going to be the case.
You're right. You're right. I mean, I'm just being overly apologetic for our... we're busy boys, despite the fact that we were let go from a job. A
couple weeks, about a month ago.
But we're still busy boys, and it's tough. So working on that P.O. box still, and we're working on getting new merch. And if you guys want to go to our Instagram page, we feature fan submissions. So if you guys use the hashtag Dynamic Banter, or if you tag Dynamic Banter, which is a lot easier, we will feature your image related to Dynamic Banter in some way on the Instagram account.
Also, to take some of the pressure off Steve, I personally have been checking for the hashtag. It's hashtag Dynamic Banter Art. Look at what I did. Here's some Dynamic Banter art.
Is that really the hashtag?
I've been putting it in. Not a ton of results, we're being honest. But I've been checking it every day for about 3 months.
Is it a consistent? Is that is that actually the hashtag?
Hashtag Dynamic Banter Art. Look what I did. Here's some Dynamic.
Okay. Well, it's good. It seems like it might be hard to find because
it's a long one. You're gonna have to spell it right. But I've been checking every day. for about 3 months.
Also, watch that character limit, huh? Guys, and you can hit us up on Dynamic at Dynamic Banter on Twitter if you want to tweet at us, boys.
Also, I think there's a fan site that's www. Look, I made a fan site for Dynamic Banter. Some Dynamic Banter art in .net.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next time, huh, Mike?
Love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.